I'm George Stevens, and I am a person. I was held as property as a child. Even before my birth, I was called a slave in an America you wouldn't recognize. But folks like you helped me escape north to freedom. And in 1864, I joined the infantry to fight for my country. I fought so all slaves would be recognized as persons, not property. And we won. But today in Colorado, there are still people called property. Children, just like I was. And that America you thought you wouldn't recognize is all around you. And these children are being killed. This November, vote yes on Amendment 62. Amendment 62 declares unborn children persons, not property. And that's the America I fought for. So visit personhoodcolorado.com. And in November, vote yes on 62. It's the right thing to do.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. This is Joe Scott sitting in for Bob. He's out on a little errand today. And in studio with me, I have my sidekick and good friend, Leslie Hanks, Vice President of Colorado Right to Life.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Leslie.
Good to see you.
Yeah, we've had a pretty interesting day so far.
We sure have. Yes.
Well, this morning at the mill, I had an interesting morning. My husband and I were trying to talk to two women from Burma who didn't speak English. I don't know what they think we said to them, but they kept their baby.
Oh,
so praise the Lord.
So good.
Yeah,
awesome.
It was very, very difficult. But
do you have any follow-up means of getting support
none.
To them? Or?
I gave them the paperwork and they have to go to the crisis pregnancy centers, but once they get there, no one's going to understand them unless they can bring someone with them that speaks their language. It's
Karma? No.
It's like Karen. It's
K-A-R-N.
Yeah, K-A-R-N. And I called every... At first, I thought she told me that she was Korean. That's what it sounded like when she said her language. So I got on the phone. I was calling Korean churches. Ken got a hold of Pastor Sun East.
Oh,
and,
good idea.
But they didn't speak Korean.
Yeah.
It was different. And then she spelt it for me. She could spell in English, K-A-R-N. So then I started calling Chinese churches, but nobody answered their phone. So I have no way of calling her and telling her if I find her help. But I did get through to her. Do you have a friend that speaks English? Take them with you. Go
mm-hmm.
there, you know, sign language. And so maybe.
Well,
I know the person that dropped her off to get the abortion was not a happy camper when she got in the car.
Interesting that the universal language of love is well understood by everybody, that they can tell you love the babies and they did the right thing. Praise the Lord.
Very, very sweet ladies. It was a young girl and her mother, and they were all of 3'9". They were really, really tiny, smiling ladies
well,
who were very kind. You could see it in their face and in their actions, and they didn't want to do that.
Praise God that another baby was saved.
Mm-hmm. And then...
Then we went...
To the rally at the Capitol, the west steps of the Capitol today. And Planned Parenthood was having their coming out rally. They're coming out against... 62, Amendment 62.
Right, the No on 62 rally, and they had their, would you say about 50 people were behind Ophie on stage, and they appeared to be mostly probably paid employees, it seems.
A lot of them were volunteers. I saw death squads up there. I saw others that volunteer there.
That's right.
But they weren't like the general populace. They were just...
No, there were very few people in the audience that were there just because they'd heard about the rally. Probably more of us were there than there were genuine supporters of No on 62.
Yeah.
It was people that make a profit off of the killing of children, and that's It's really sad. You know, I've told one person I gave an interview to today that I was driving to the rally and I was listening to Dennis Prager, and he was reminding the audience that every generation has the moral duty to fight evil. And I thought to myself, what could be more evil than thinking that it's okay to kill the most vulnerable, innocent members of our human family for profit?
Nothing's more evil, really. Well, today I think the most evil thing that happened there, besides them celebrating the death of children, belittling the humanity of a baby in the womb, and all their normal stuff, they said, we don't want to make this a religious issue. You're not going to make us follow your religion. And then what did they do, Leslie?
It was such an outrageous moment. They had, and I'm certain that it has something to do with the fact that we've had Pastor Hoy speaking all over Colorado about the comparisons of the abortion holocaust to slavery and even what happened in Hitler's Germany. But they had an African-American woman, a very attractive gal, and very well-spoken, and she opened her speech with, "This is the day that the Lord has made," and it just really made us all feel very, very uncomfortable that that's really heresy.
It made me ill. It made me ill. She used God to validate abortion and killing of the innocent and lying to women and everything else that Planned Parenthood does, she did in the name of God. And it was just horrendous as far as I was concerned. It made me sick.
She said that she counsels very many young women in these kinds of anguishing scenarios, as she liked to say. But she said, what if somebody can't afford to have another child? As though that's complete justification for killing somebody because you might be financially strapped. And you couldn't get to be a little creative? Like, look at how creative you were this morning and resourceful trying to find a way to save that baby. They can't come up with anything besides killing.
Well, she was introduced as a reverend. Now, from what we found out since we left the rally and the little bit of research that we took, we did, we found out that she's probably not a reverend.
Well, we're going to check that out. But it's blasphemous, whatever, that she would say that this is the day that the Lord had made, as though he would approve of a rally, a pep rally for child killers. That's what that was.
It was a pep rally for child killers. And every time they talk about killing a baby, they would cheer, just cheer. As loud as they possibly could. You know, how can you cheer for something like that?
Well, because you're making money at it. So, you know, we know that that is their bottom line. That is their passion for opposing this, is because it's going to, you know, Lord willing, we are going to stop child killing in America.
Right. I think that these people have a bloodlust. You give man the right to kill somebody, and he's going to. And he's going to enjoy it.
That's what happened in Hitler's Germany.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
And it gets out of control. And Hitler's Germany is nothing compared to what we've done in the United States to these kids. But everything, every speaker that they had and everything that came out of their mouth, except for maybe listing the organizations that are behind them, was a lie.
Well, and funny, too, that they kept saying so much about you're trying to make this a religious thing, and yet they had their gentleman, Jeremy, from the Interfaith Alliance, and then this female pastor, quote-unquote pastor, who, you know, claims that she's counsels young women to make choices, but she doesn't sound like she ever counsels any to be, you know, sending their babies out for adoption or doing the right thing and trying to help the girls to avoid the pain and heartache of having to live with what you did.
She said that a lot of the women that she counsels have been abused by their partners, have been left by their partners. So who's the villain? The baby.
Right.
And their partners are not their husbands. Here are these girls that are getting, and this is a reverend supposedly talking to us, these girls are having illicit sex, and they're having to deal with the consequences. And her answer, this holy woman of God's answer, was to kill the child.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane. It's insane that anyone would give someone like that any credibility, but they want to kill children so desperately that they're willing to listen to that kind of foolishness come out of a foolish woman's mouth and then cheer.
Well, a group that calls itself Protect Families, Protect Choices, what can we expect? I mean, how are you protecting families when you're killing family members?
You're only protecting the wallet, and obviously that's their God, the wallet. You protect families by not letting them be poor, by not letting them, maybe they won't be able to get a flat screen TV or an iPod. What's going on?
Or protect families by not letting the kids that they do have siblings. I mean, they probably want their 1.3 children that they've been told that you can have in this PC culture that we live in that just devalues and dehumanizes babies in the womb.
Yeah, the environmental agencies that are trying to keep the population down.
Keep your carbon footprint off of my body.
Yes. They were among the murderous organizations that are supporting the fight against 62. And all 62 is trying to do is give human rights, ensure, not even give them, ensure human rights to children. God gave us the right to life.
That's right. And the babies are made in God's image, and they're infinitely valuable in His sight, and they are not to be dismembered and thrown in dumpsters.
Right, except you'll never learn that from the ministers or the religious people we saw this afternoon, because it was just despicable. They want to hand steroids to young girls, steroids, the same family of steroids that's illegal for men to take to build up their muscles because it can cause them cancer. They're filling young girls with, in the day after pill, in the regular birth control pill, and now this new Ella pill.
Mm-hmm.
That's so dangerous for these young girls. But you'll never hear that from Planned Parenthood or anyone else who wants to make
Absolutely.
Sure that the population stays down and these girls are on their coffers.
Ella's a human pesticide.
Yeah.
A lot of these agents are made, interestingly enough, by the same company that made Zyklon B for Hitler.
That's right. And Ella is, too. It's made by Bayer, which is the company that
It's an associate of Roussel Ucloff, and that's the company that made the Zyklon B. Interestingly enough, too, I was reading today up on ectopic pregnancy. Nurse Maria had drafted an article for us, and steroidal agents actually increase the potential for ectopic pregnancy, mm-hmm. as do the IUDs that we were talking about earlier. So
the IUDs are another thing. After 35 years, they have just come out and admitted that the IUD is a 100% accurate,
effective
baby killer. After conception, it doesn't allow the baby
to implant.
Implant 100% of the time.
That's right. I think they probably admitted that earlier on, but I just think the general public is really confused about, you know, when life does begin, because of the redefining of conception to mean implantation. When the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology redefined conception to mean implantation, it has confused the public quite a bit.
It has. I know that I was never told about how an IUD works.
That's right. Well, and women are not told how the pill works.
No.
So they don't understand that it always, I believe, acts in three ways, and one of the three ways is preventing implantation. So
mm-hmm.
that's where there is a baby that's living and growing and genetically totally distinct from his or her mother, and that baby just will not survive because the uterine wall is made hostile.
That's true.
To supporting that life.
That's true. It just thins the wall out so that the baby can implant, but it uses progesterone for that, I think, and it stops the uterine wall from developing, or they stop the production of progesterone. So I found it very interesting today, as I do for every Planned Parenthood press conference, rally, whatever, there's very few people at them usually.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, they're usually employees or volunteers. But the way that the reporters are,
So many of the reporters had No on 62 stickers on. Did you notice that?
I did.
I thought that was really inappropriate.
I thought it was really inappropriate, but it's what happens. And Channel 9 has already got something up on their website, right?
They do, and it really makes me wonder where their journalists went to school, because it's titled, the story about today's No on 62 rally says, Colorado Abortion Amendment Campaign Gets Going.
Yeah, it's not an abortion amendment, is it?
No, it's a human rights amendment.
It's a personhood human rights amendment. It has saving innocent little baby boys and girls. We don't want abortion. So why would they name it that?
I think they're confused.
I don't know. Maybe it'll confuse the people enough to vote for it. I don't know. They said that there were about 100 people. But the press is always lying about how many people are at the other rallies and how many people are at our rallies.
Yeah.
So
if we have 1,000, we really only have several hundred. And if they have 50, they have hundreds.
Hundreds, yeah, exactly.
No, that game gets old, but it's definitely ongoing. So I'm trying to think of some of the other things that that pastor, quote unquote, said today that were so outrageous. He was quite an orator.
Oh,
saying
well,
it was, it went too far.
Way too far. And we had to turn to God. God. The issue is between a woman and her doctor and a woman and her God.
Yes, that was said by just about
everyone.
One of their speakers.
Mm-hmm. Even that doctor.
Fairbanks,
yeah. She got up and said the same thing. Actually, if you really think about what each speaker said, they all said things, but just in a slight, said the same things,
thing. Right.
But in a slightly different way. They said things like, it's between a woman and her doctor and a woman and a God.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to give a fertilized egg the right to live. Oh, and the other lie that they are telling, and you might want to talk about this too, is that, to say biological beginnings.
Oh, has no basis in medicine and law.
Right. And tell them what's going on with the Blue Book for that. And first explain what the Blue Book is.
Well, the Blue Book is put out by the state to help voters understand what the amendments are that they'll be voting on.
That's that little Blue Book you get in the mail.
And
then you look up the amendments and it gives you
the pros
a
and cons, essentially,
and
yes. And so we've gone through several drafts of what we would hope that the people wanting to vote for our amendment would want to know.
Mm-hmm.
And we have said all along, you know, we did change the definition of the language just slightly this time with the advice of Diane Irving, PhD from Georgetown, who is a bioethicist and very, very knowledgeable in embryology.
And pro-life.
And she's pro-life, of course. And she said last time she was uncomfortable with our language that said life began at fertilization because she didn't think it protected all the babies.
And that was really good advice from her. And we learned a lot.
It was. And she was talking about some of the newfangled medical technologies that maybe weren't an issue 25, 50 years ago, but today are, especially things like cloning,
mm-hmm,
and twinning. She said, well, twinning, of course, has been around forever, but that the way it was worded with fertilization didn't protect every life, and that's what we want to do.
And that's because twins is one egg, and the egg splits, and therefore
right,
only one baby was fertilized,
would be
and
protected
the other one
then, right,
isn't. So
right,
they could reduce a pregnancy.
Exactly. So she did encourage us to use a term that she says is the gold standard for embryology textbooks and has been for over 100 years. The Carnegie stages of development refers to it over and over again, and we keep submitting all her documented evidence to that effect to the people at Legislative Council who are drafting the Blue Book, and they keep saying over and over and over again that there is no basis in law or medicine for the term beginning of biological development. And that, interestingly enough, came up at the rally today. So they are obviously working together to try to get that to be their soundbite.
Word for word, it came up.
Exactly.
That, to me, is horrifying, that the people doing the Blue Book are supposed to be unbiased. They're supposed to be putting this book together for information for the voters to make good decisions.
With our taxpayer dollars, by the
way. Yeah, that's right.
So it should be neutral and unbiased. But we do know there was an article yesterday out of the Denver Post about the people that are have the tax limiting initiatives on the ballot, 61 and 62, perhaps. And they were saying that they're encountering quite a bit of bias in the write-up of their measures. And so I let the journalist that wrote that story know that we were having a similar issue. I didn't hear back from him, interestingly enough. I think the Denver Post is, obviously going to be against
our
Amendment 62.
Amendment, yeah.
So I guess there's no surprise there. But
no, there's no surprise. But isn't there something you could do? Could you sue them if they won't put the truth in the blue book?
Well, that's something to think about.
Yeah. I just, that's outrageous to me that they are going to bend the truth in the blue book so that the people can't get the truth. We need to stop them somehow. I don't know. Letters to the editor. I'll pick at them. I'll pick anything.
Legislative
that moves.
Council, you're on notice.
That's right.
Well, we do have a hearing tomorrow, and there is, another opportunity to try to spread the truth. But it's so frustrating that truth really, really does not matter to these people at all.
Doesn't matter to our culture a whole lot anymore. What matters to the people that are running around in our culture for a large majority anyway is that they're comfortable, they're happy, they're getting their handouts, they're able to do whatever they want without consequences, and one of those consequences would be a baby that they're not ready for. And so we need to bring our culture back to a place where truth is valuable,
mm-hmm.
And that's only going to be through Jesus, I think, because I don't think any political arm or legislation is going to be able to instill the value of truth into someone.
That's
I think
right.
The churches have to do that.
That's right.
We're not,
absolutely.
Churches aren't doing a great job of that right now.
They're not. Another thing I was going to talk about today is I heard it on Caplis and Silverman yesterday. They were talking about Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. And, we know that Alveda King was at the Glenn Beck rally over the weekend, mm-hmm. and that she's been doing freedom rides for the babies recently, which
right.
is really awesome. She's a very bold and courageous woman. And, the line that we always hear from Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech is that his four little children would one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. That's a line most people would recognize.
Yeah.
It's true. But, I love this. I heard the Caplis and Silverman show talking about this a little bit yesterday. He had a really great paragraph. It says, in a sense, we've come to our nation's capital to cash a check. When the architects of our republic wrote the magnificent words of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, they were signing a promissory note to which every American was to fall heir. This note was a promise that all men, yes, black men as well as white men, and we could insert babies here, mm-hmm. would be guaranteed the unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It's obvious today that America has defaulted on this promissory note insofar as her citizens of color, or the class of citizens mm-hmm. that are the helpless babies in the womb, insofar as the citizens of color are concerned, instead of honoring the sacred obligation, America has given the Negro people a bad check, a check which has come back marked insufficient funds. That's a great line.
Yeah, it is. It's wow. He was an amazing man in a lot of ways.
Well, I really wish more people would remember that he spoke about inalienable right to life, as we have been saying for how many years now? And why is that line not remembered as well? I hope that begins to percolate in people's consciences, because that's straight out of the Declaration of Independence.
That's right. And as much as black people were not property, babies are not property.
That's
and
right.
And as much as Planned Parenthood and the pro-choice organizations of the world and the NARALs of the world have tried to plant that into women's minds, it doesn't make it fact. Doesn't make it right. Those babies are not property. They're precious humans with souls.
That's right.
That blood, and I tell this to the women going in, your baby's blood will cry out from the ground to an
Absolutely.
Almighty and just God against you. this isn't over. This has eternal consequences. You are going to see this child again. You are going to face an almighty and just God. What are you going to say then? You know, oh, I was busy. I needed my education.
That's right. And, you know, it's easy for us to be mad at the people that are making a profit off these poor little precious innocent ones in the womb. But we just have to pray that somehow the Lord will remove the insane blinders from their eyes, because they have souls that are in dire jeopardy. I mean,
that's right.
For that woman to get up there today and invoke the name of the Lord at a killing pep rally is really beyond belief. So I pray that her heart and soul will have an awakening, that she'll realize she's really on the wrong side. We need to get her to debate Pastor Hoy. That would be something that really should happen before this campaign's over. And we would like to challenge her to do that. We're going to find out exactly what her name is and invite her to possibly even be on Bob Enyart Live.
Mm-hmm.
And sitting in the studio here with Walter Hoy, I think it would make for a fascinating interview.
It would make for a real quick debate, wouldn't it? Speaking of Pastor Hoy, now Pastor Hoy went to jail a year ago, and he was accused of holding a sign and breaking the bubble law and all this. And he went to jail for that, for 30 days, something like that.
Maybe 60, but for sure 30.
Yeah, and he went to jail, and just this week...
he was exonerated.
By the Ninth Circuit Court.
Unanimously.
I couldn't believe it.
Unbelievable.
Not the Ninth Circuit Court. That's an unbelievably liberal...
It is, but
so,
they understand free speech rights, apparently.
Well, they understand a travesty, maybe, when they saw it, because he didn't even talk to anyone. Someone just lied about him talking. He wasn't even within 100 feet of somebody.
That's right.
So it's an amazing thing that they did the right thing. But you go, Pastor Hoy. And
amen.
He's
such a blessing to Amendment 62.
Isn't he?
He is. Joe, I just had a great idea. I'm going to take the DVD Ma'afa and find that minister that spoke today. And I'm going to ask her to watch that, because
yeah,
she
that
cannot...
would be great.
Preach for a minute for a no on 62 if she watches that. I guarantee it.
Yeah, it'd be fabulous. But, you know, she is Planned Parenthood's answer to Pastor Hoy.
That's right.
It's not much
of an answer.
That's
exactly why she was up there today, because I don't recall her involvement in the last campaign. Do you?
No, I haven't seen her before. And I'm willing to wager she's no pastor. I'm willing to wager, but I'm not a betting girl.
We'll find it out, and we will get Ma'afa into her hands and challenge her to a debate with Pastor Hoy.
Yeah, I wonder what she'll say about Ma'afa, how she's going to try to undo it. It'd be interesting to see her reaction to it. But if she's honest with herself, and just honest, she's not going to be able to go against 62 again, because it is a tool of eugenics.
That's right.
That's what Planned Parenthood is, and that's what NARAL is. And
Margaret Sanger was Hitler in a skirt.
That's right.
And Hitler was Sanger with a mustache.
Yes, I remember that. Sanger with a mustache and Hitler in a skirt. Well, they were two birds of a feather, you know.
Two eugenic peas in a pod.
So, folks, don't forget about Amendment 62. You need to vote yes. You need to get three other people to vote yes with you.
Amen, sister.
Everyone gets three people to vote yes. We win.
Woohoo 62.
Woohoo 62. Three people, folks. Three more.